From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Republican Senator Rand Paul late Thursday held up a bipartisan bill to keep the U.S. government open hours before federal funds were set to expire. Paul explained why he opposed the bill.
Nothing will be reformed, the waste will continue, and government will keep taking your money irresponsibly and adding to a $20 trillion debt.
Observers say that helped to increase the likelihood of a government shutdown, which officially takes place this hour. Democrats blocked a stopgap spending bill in January, triggering a three-day partial federal government shutdown. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says the U.S. is not trying to get involved in the years-long Syrian civil war after U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed about 100 pro-government forces who would attack coalition-backed Syrian Democratic forces. Some 300 pro-Democrat pro-government forces attacked the SDF headquarters in Deir ez-Zor, Syria, this week, but retreated after the coalition knocked out their artillery and two of their tanks. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, in a meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in in Washington, said that Washington would bring maximum pressure to bear on North Korea. They met in South Korea until they abandoned their nuclear weapons program. This followed an earlier announcement in Japan.
I'm announcing today that the United States of America will soon unveil the toughest and most aggressive round of economic sanctions on North Korea ever.
Mr. Pence said the U.S. will act with resolve in the face of North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile threats. This is VOA News.